Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. One of the greatest challenges for believers is in the area of anger. It is a topic that is not taught about a lot and should be. But I think because of its nature, there are those who shy away from this particular topic. But let me say that the Word of God has a lot to say with regard to this very important spiritual problem. And it is interesting to note that in the symbolism of the Old Testament, anger, the angry person is thought of as being short of nose in the Hebrew. And even one of the prophets talked about, the prophets talked about both anger and patience. And one of the prophets of the Old Testament spoke of God as being long of nose. And long of nose means in Old Testament pictograms, patience, or to be long-suffering. However, when speaking of anger and the flaring of the nostrils, then the picture changes and becomes to be short of nose, there, or to be hot with anger. And the writer to the Proverbs, one of the Old Testament wisdom books, teaches that one should not walk with an angry individual, lest you learn his ways and get a snare to your soul. The first murder in history in the book of Genesis, in Genesis 4, has to do with was based upon anger, and behind that anger was pride, that is, an overweening estimation of oneself. And Cain slew his brother Hevel, or Abel. His name means, the name Abel means breath. Over a religious situation, a religious problem. And so anger is intrinsic to the human condition, and God knows this. Anger can be highly destructive, as you know, and as you probably have seen, as you we are all aware of what anger can do in a destructive manner. However, anger can be constructive as well, and in Galatians chapter 5, Paul writes these very important words for us. He states in Galatians 5:19, "Now the works of the sarx, or the flesh, are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations," which means to make war, "wrath," the word here for wrath in verse 20 is thumoi, or thumos, and this word means the outburst of anger, the outburst of anger. There's another word in the Greek which speaks of anger as a state of mind, That word is orge, O-R-G-E, orge. It means anger as a state of mind. And so let me go on. Then there's strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like of which I tell you before, as I have told you in the past, and time past, that they which do such things cannot inherit the kingdom of God. But I want you to get a sense of what the Word of God has to say about behavior that's anger-centered. The individual who has anger as a state of mind does not prosper. And the location of anger is within the heart. In the New Testament Greek, the word, of course, is cardia, the heart of the individual. So let me say that the modern studies on anger have very, very good insight, and we can learn from them. We can obviously learn very much from the modern studies. But I want you to see that the Word of God has very powerful insight into this topic. There are many believers who have lost so much through anger. Using the tongue, using one's tongue in an inappropriate manner, can wound others through when we speak through anger. The Bible teaches that life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. And so God wants us to understand that as believers, we are to be astute and aware of the dangers or the danger around anger. There is an appropriate use of anger, then there is an inappropriate use of anger. But again, getting back to the source of anger, and that is an enslavement to pride. So, and then in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 22, Paul writes that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Verse 26, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Now, earlier I talked about thumos, which means a sudden rising up of anger for wrath or to break out on someone or an outburst of anger. And then I talked about orge, or anger as a state of mind. There is one other word that Paul uses here in the Greek, and it is a rather frightening term. It's in verse 26, where he writes, "Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." So the word here is neither thumos, thumoi, or orge. It is the word paroargismo, and this word means to be besides oneself in anger. And this word speaks about rage and rage defense. And believers are not to be engaged in this type of behavior. And it's very interesting that Paul, the way Paul connects verses 26 and 27, and then after he states in verse 26, let not the sun go down upon your paroigismo, in verse 27 he states, neither give place to the devil. And so this is fascinating. And within the context here of verse 27, neither give place to the devil. In verse 29, he states, I'm skipping verse 28, obviously. He says, let no corrupt or putrid communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. In verse 30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. I just want you to get the context in which Paul is talking about this particular type of anger, which has to do with rage. So he says, give neither place to the devil. Understand the opportunistic nature of the devil, and that when believers are not filled with the Spirit, therefore, which it means that they do not have the fruit of the Spirit with regard to self-control. So, neither give place to the devil, or in this case, do not give the devil an opportunity to enter into your life through a rage event. And if this happens, then the devil is given a place or a base of operation in your life to create destruction. And therefore, we need to hear the word of God. The source of anger, there is, of course, one writer talks about the anger eliciting stimulus. It is always an external source. Somebody did something to me. Or there is an internal source, emotional wounds. Believers must be aware of emotional wounds. And third, there is one's appraisal of the anger eliciting stimulus and one's ability to cope with the stimulus. And so all three of these ingredients interact to create what is called a state of being angry. You and I, as believers, have the Holy Spirit within our hearts. And you and I can be filled with the Spirit of God so that we do not have episodes of thumoi or thumos, that is, outbursts of anger. We have to have orge or anger as a state of mind. And this dreadful word here, paroigismo, we are not to be given to rage in things. If Jesus is my Lord, if I say Jesus is my Lord, that means that my will is swallowed up in the will of another. And I submit to the will of God. And I am thereby blessed when I surrender to God. Because if I am in control, then I will cut off the source of my blessings through my pride. And one of the biggest areas in the lives of all believers, including myself, is this area of pride. This is something that must be surrendered to God, through the will, so that God can have control and so that we can get mastery over our anger. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you this day.